Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my darling co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Here we go.
Okay, we got started just a wee bit late tonight, but that's okay. We're having a little phone challenges still at BBS, so if something goes wrong, just hang on. We'll be back. Tonight's show, choosing freedom over fear. Okay, fear is the wild card of human consciousness. It makes everything look real and scary, but it's a lie, and more importantly, it's a choice. Freedom is calling to us. Come, break free of limitation and soar as you were meant to do. Every time you choose freedom over fear, you lift out of the confines of the illusion. Now is the time to make the choice for you, your family, friends, and the collective consciousness. It's time to believe that your choices make a difference, because they do, and it's what you came here to do. You came to soar to new heights. This is the map that all of you as star beings came to make to assist humanity to make new choices of freedom. Okay, and tonight the team is going to work with us on choosing freedom over fear, one of my favorite subjects. Okay. And it is, seriously. I have more than once in my life, well, many, many, many times, I've flown by the seat of my little panties. Okay. Squirrel, give us an astrology update.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, this subject is just perfect for right now. Just because we are still in the middle of a Mercury retrograde with lots of planets and energy stacked in Pisces, the house of spirituality and what really matters to your soul consciousness. So one of my favorites is Elizabeth Peru, and she says that we're peaking this energy of this week. We are at full throttle, and Mercury and Venus are making very positive alignments to Pluto and Saturn. And, you know, any kind of alignment that's positive to Pluto and Saturn really piques my interest, because those two planets really kind of hit the heart and soul of what we really need to address and what maybe we've tucked away. And that could actually embody fear. So we are now in our power with understanding the past, using the personality to support soul-taking and loving responsibility, and are uncovering the specific life mission that we are here to manifest. All is being revealed and lit up, meaning we can communicate clearly with the purpose of revealing our life, our truth. We are talking from the heart and soul to the head and personality. Listen and act. Use this magnificent rare period to declare who you are to you and the universe. So there you go.
Well, boy, I'm all over that one.
I know. So declaring is a big part of who we are, isn't it? I mean, we're sometimes afraid to declare who we are.
Well, I think that's really what tonight's show is about. And the power of those declarations. And I think, you know, we have been so brainwashed into believing that we're powerless, we're nothing, we're sinners, we're this, we're that, we're flawed, you know, we're not enough, you know, and the whole gamut of limited beliefs. And so, you know, tonight I want to talk about my own choice to choose freedom. I've talked about this over the last week or so, whatever it's been, 2 weeks actually. One show didn't get recorded, so nobody knew.
But well, I did.
Yeah, good. Well, the feedback I've been receiving from people who are aware that something in their own lives has changed has been fascinating. So when I tell them about my choice that I verbalize every day before every session, they all say the same thing. I couldn't put it to words. Couldn't put words to it, but that's it. It's this newfound sense of freedom, and I absolutely, totally, completely believe. And this doesn't come from ego. This just comes from choice. in choosing freedom for myself, and because I always include my friends, my family, everyone the team works with in the past, present, and future, I include all of humanity in the entire cosmos. And that by making my choice of freedom, everyone will benefit. Now, does this come from ego? No. Does it come from the choice that I'm making that says, this is what I intend to have happen as a result of my choice for freedom? And whenever I declare that freedom, you know, I define it for me. How does that look? Joy, happiness, humor, love, positive interactions, expansion. I mean, I go through the whole gamut because that's what it represents to me, is to be limitless. And I've had such strong feelings, and I think out of my own struggle of leaving my family and so on, it was very difficult for me to leave everybody behind, to choose freedom, and still be able to say, okay, as a result of my choosing, they're all going to benefit. Now, the irony here is my daughter's been with me for a week, almost a week. I think she came in the day after the show last week. My son is going through massive changes. I'm just seeing all kinds of positive things going on as a result of those choices. And I'm also seeing it for all of you and holding that absolutely for all of you because I know the power of choice. And it feels so wonderful when I do this. It feels so life-affirming. And, you know, Squirrel asked me tonight, she said, well, usually the shows are about your life. What's been going on? And I had to say, I was kind of dumbfounded. And I said, she said, well, why the title? And I said, well, mainly because every time I make a choice, every time I verbalize, and I do it out loud, I choose freedom for my life. I can feel myself pull through, literally, kind of smack dab through the middle of fear as the matrix that it is and pop out the other side. And there's something so exciting for me to that. You know, it's like finding a secret. I found a secret. And if it works for me, there's no reason it won't work for everyone else. But I can feel myself lift out of the confines of the collective and all of a sudden move out into this clarity where the choices that I'm verbalizing are so real, so total, so absolute, and I see them already in place. And I can feel, I don't really see it, I feel it. That's the most exciting part, is that I feel it. Pulling out of the confines of the collective, the physical and the collective, is so freeing. I don't even know that I can put words to this because it's such a personal experience to me, and I really want everyone to feel it for themselves. I want everyone to experience it for themselves. And because it's kept us so asleep, it's kept us so afraid, that fear matrix is like this big, heavy lid that's on everything, and when you pop through it, it's like all of a sudden you feel your power. You feel who you really are. Even if just for a moment, that's all it takes to set up a huge shift in yourself and in your consciousness and in your auric field, in everything. You know, I know it's not just because I'm in the country. Okay.
No, it's because you're on this planet. Of course. I mean,
okay.
Really, and, Jackie. I mean, Go on.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is that when you're in that sense of freedom, there's nowhere for fear to attach. It can't do it. It just can't. It's like being greased up, and fear just can't find a way to grab hold. I'm very graphic tonight.
Well, you know, I mean, fear pops up frequently, right? And, you know, the acronym of fear is false evidence appearing real, right? You know that one.
Of course.
And now, is it because we are so programmed to want to live in the future, and in the future we cannot predict, we cannot control, and the fear manifests because of that? I mean, what is your thought on that?
Well, no, I really feel that fear, okay,
mm-hmm.
When I look at it, when I look at the creation of human consciousness, which is where I'm always playing, is in that original creation. It feels to me as though fear came in after the fact. I don't know if it was programmed in. I don't know if it's when, we've read here and there about, you know, DNA and RNA being impacted for a variety of reasons. But it feels like an add-on to me, okay?
Okay, it feels like an entity.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you when you talk. I'm sorry. Say it again, please.
Is it like an entity that attaches to something? Is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't call it an entity. I would call it, when Christ walked the planet, the teachings that are still hidden, okay, were the teachings mm-hmm. to move beyond fear.
Okay.
One of the reasons he came was because humanity was bound in fear. They couldn't step out of it. They were literally bound. They were earthbound. And if you look at pictures of Christ, you will never see a picture where he shows fear. Ever. Ever. There was never any representation of Christ in fear. Dealing with temptation, with the negative ego, dealing with this, dealing with that, you know, a little anger here and there, but never fear. It wasn't part of his personal matrix. Now, if you go back to the DVD that was done, how Jesus became a Christ, somebody asked me the other day that they were in question about him going through the initiations in Egypt. And the initiations, they were each temples. There were seven temples for the seven chakras. And he went through when he was young. And and the last one was the one where he went into the sarcophagus and didn't know how long he'd be in there. But each time you went through one of the temples, there were teachings that you went through, and then something you had to overcome, some fear you had to overcome. So literally, he learned to overcome fear. He was taught to overcome fear as he worked through the chakras and through the tests at every temple. I remember one of the temples was that you had to dive down, and there were alligators or crocodiles in the pool. And if you dove fast enough and didn't go into fear, because it was all dark, there was an opening at the bottom that you could literally slide through very quickly and pop up the other side, and you were safe. But it took such presence. Anyway, in the sarcophagus, he was in there for 3 days and three nights. Hello? Okay.
Yeah, that's a little unnerving.
But he learned to move his consciousness out, okay? to be able to transcend that experience. But again, this is learning to become a Christ. This is learning to move to mastery. Likewise with fear. It is, in order to get to mastery, you've got to transcend fear. How do you transcend fear? You choose freedom. If you choose, I mean, this is really what's been happening to me all week long. Every time I do this four times a day, every time I do it, I can feel myself pop through, and all the fear is just gone, okay? It doesn't exist. You feel this expansiveness, this enlightenment, if you will, that's so pervasive. It doesn't exist there. In freedom, there is no fear. And I was so excited to do this show tonight because I just feel that it's so incredibly important. And I want to say this. Okay, I saw somebody today, or did a session, and they were afraid to reach for freedom. Now, and we know this exists because their issues around safety were so strong, okay, and so big. They pulled back from everything for fear that the other shoe would drop, that once more they would be unsafe. This is a big issue, that there'd be no one to catch them on the other side. And so I really want to emphasize here that when you reach up and out of the constraints, there's such love waiting for you that you can feel your own words and desires land in a way that they never have before. You can feel the power of your words. You can feel the power of your choice. Now, I've been accused of being delusional here and there, but I know this is not delusion. This is the real thing. But of course, I'm always convinced I'm right. So, but I go through the process. It's not like I haven't gone through the process. I faced right. the fear of cancer, of death, of this, of that. God Almighty. So I do recommend that you do some processing if you feel any fear come up around any of this. The fear of failure can really rear its ugly head here, as well as self-pity, which says, hey, nothing has worked so far. Why should I try this and be disappointed again? The other one, which I thought was interesting, is what am I choosing freedom from? And this one, I guess, to me is so obvious, but again, I've been working with this. Freedom from limitation, from fear itself, fear of success, fear of failure, fear that there'll be nothing there, fear that you aren't enough or aren't ready, fear of having no support. But here's the real paradox. This is the very thing we all came to do. Prior to coming in as star beings, we knew we were going to have to deal with fear. It was going to be a really an issue. We had to bust the illusion of fear in order to reclaim who we really are, to be the map makers we are, and to build the bridge, all right, collective bridge, which is what we're doing. It is a collective bridge for people to move across into a broader level of awakening, trusting, connecting. I mean, come on. In our lifetime, okay, we're going to have full contact. Somebody better be doing something here, or we're going to have, you know, we're going to need more than gun control.
That's okay. I talk about contact all the time. People think I'm crazy, and once it happens, they're going to go, I guess I should have listened to Squirrel.
Well, you know, again, it's okay. They'll remember as things start hitting the news, more and more disclosure right. comes out. They'll be back at your door knocking on it going, hey, Squirrel, can we talk?
Yeah, right. Well, they know I'm not afraid of it, so there you go. I mean,
okay. And this is the map. Yeah. This is the map that we came here to make. We can't do it if we run fear. And we can't do it if we're not claiming our own freedom, our autonomy. from collective consciousness, from the confines, okay, of a belief structure that's based on fear. I mean, read the newspaper, watch the news. Oh my God. Every other advertisement is about some new medicine for some new thing they've discovered. You know, the shingles virus. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Everybody had chicken pox.
Well, except Barbara Walters until recently, apparently. I was wondering, how did she escape it? And then, you know, she's talked about just having it recently, chicken pox.
No, I really don't follow the news much, so I'll pop in and out of it.
I mean, it's like, I was like, come on, what was it really, Barbara? I mean, so anyway.
That's funny.
But it did come back into the news, yes. Okay, so shingles virus, right, of course.
Okay, so, I mean, there are so many things. You know, a pill to sleep, a pill to wake up, a pill for this, a pill for that. And
yeah, I'm afraid I didn't take my pills.
And a new disease. I mean, now they're giving young girls pills to keep them from getting certain viruses of the reproductive system. I mean, it's nothing but fear, 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 fear.
Well, it plays into it. It actually sort of ingrains the beliefs, and then it makes it harder to change your beliefs when you're afraid to begin with. And you know, I'm sure Bonnie's touched on that in her book. So,
absolutely,
yes.
So what do you want to include when you affirm that you're choosing freedom and moving through and out of the fear matrix? You want to intend that everyone in your experience, all of your fellow star travelers that came to participate in this culminating lifetime and the ushering in of awakening to cosmic universal family, your friends, and anyone else you wish to include, okay? You could include all of humanity, even include all sentient beings of this and other universes, if you wish. And, of course, the collective consciousness. Here's the glitch. You have to believe, and you will. I mean, it may not come immediately. Bear with me on this. I'll rephrase this. The more you believe in the impact of what you're doing, the greater the impact will be. That one I can tell you absolutely. The more you believe it, the greater the impact will be. There are always going to be people who choose to fall back or want somebody else to do it for them, and that's okay too. I have no problem with that one because I just scoop them right up along with it. You know, I'm like, okay, fine, let's go. In my...
Well, what's wrong with a little help?
Well, again, you know, I don't have a problem with it. And I think, you know, the discussion about the Pope last week or the week before, whenever it was, I got a couple of emails about that. You know, what do you know that you're not sharing and so on and so forth? And anything you would write in an email.
Of course. And, we all want to know. We're curious beings. Of course we are.
Well, again, whatever I say is merely my opinion. And yet I know it can end up being any number of ways. So I just hold the highest outcome for the greatest impact on the planet in a positive way. I don't really care how it shakes out.
Well, you know, I think it just demonstrates how the energies have really shifted.
Shifting, but again, we have to be careful.
I mean, that's how I see it.
Yes, we have to be careful that we don't get too invested in, it's all breaking apart and, you know, they're all going to get theirs and la, 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 la. I really don't want to go there. My job is to choose my freedom.
Yeah, his role. He's playing his role to change the collective. And so, you know, I respect that. And
whether it's the Pope individually or the
exactly.
Church collectively or anything
exactly.
else for that matter. Okay? You have other things going on the planet right now. You have North
Who
Korea,
knows? Maybe,
always.
Maybe the Pope chose freedom, Jackie.
Well, again, you know,
who knows?
The head of the Vatican Bank was just found dead, and that just came out this afternoon.
Oh,
so,
my.
Lots of shifts going on. I'm not finger-pointing because I really don't have time for that, because I know what it does for me. It lowers my resonance. I'm focusing on what I want to create and let everything else shake out the way it's going to shake out. Okay, again, I do it with harm to none. That's really not my intent. I don't intend harm for anything. Freedom, yes. Freedom from a sense of powerlessness. And I think that this has been the biggest lie on our planet, that we are powerless. Not only for us, but there are lots of people we can include when we do this that are experiencing their life as powerless, that are experiencing some very rough things. And if we aren't taking the opportunity to make big choices to assist the planet, then we're really not doing, I think, what we came here to do. I did a session today, and this person asked, she had an experience, and personal experience, and she said she was told that there was now a pyramid, crystalline pyramid over her property. And the team said to her, everyone that we work with, everyone that we work with to any degree has this very thing if they are involved in the shifting of human consciousness. And they went on to say that pyramid is connected to the Great Pyramid, which is the capstone of human consciousness.
Hmm.
So, again, we are that connected, okay? We cannot forget that we came here to shift the collective. Not as the saviors, not as the, but because we knew and chose to come and do that. And the only thing that can stand in our way is our own relationship with fear. That we're not enough. We're not good enough. Who do we think we are? Negative ego. And none of that, absolutely none of that, is appropriate. We came to make a new map and to connect with each other as a whole. You know, Janet and I had it on as kind of an affirmation for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 shows about all the star beings connecting to hold, okay, together for and uniting as one to help shift the earth. And that's really what we came to do. And to help prepare humanity for the changes that are coming. I'm not talking about standing on a street corner, you know, with a sign that says the ETs are coming, but I am saying to do it in a positive way, and however that looks, even if it's nothing more than doing it through meditation, doing it through affirmation, doing it through whatever means you feel works for you. But being responsible with your thoughts, being responsible with your intentions, knowing that you're choosing not only for you, but for so many others. And we just can't do it, we'll never do it, if we think small. And no one will ever accuse me of thinking small. All my life, everybody said, you think so big. I've always thought big. And my daughter's been visiting me, and I thought, damn, you know, it really runs in the family, because I think big, and then I talked to her, and boy, she has no limits. And I love it. I mean, she really has no limits, and it's wonderful to listen to her and watch her. And to watch the way her mind works and how it's just fascinating to me.
I got dropped. I'm sorry. I guess I don't know if you missed me, but I was out shipping the collective, but I'm back.
Oh, did you get dropped off the show?
Yeah,
well,
I did, but so I don't know what you said, but I do think it's time for you to go to the channel if you're coming to a close of your...
Okay, got it. All right.
Okay.
Well, if you drop it, I'm in channel. That might be a problem, but you can call back in, so.
I'll figure it out. Yeah, no worries.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel.
Hi.
Welcome to our little channel here, Jackie. We say it little only in her size, not in her demeanor. All right. Her physical size we're talking about. All right. Well, this is a wonderful subject, and we're very excited that she brought it forward. And we're also excited to see the way that she's using it. Freedom. Freedom and fear are the antithesis of one another, aren't they? Fear enslaves, and freedom is freedom. Not enslaved, not held back, not held down. Not held captive. Expansive. Excited. Fear, on the other hand, twists things. All right. Fear will hold you back from making choices. How many times have you been afraid to make a choice about something and down the road said, oh, if I hadn't been afraid, I would have done that. Damn it. You're the leaders, people, in your own unique way. Now, that we're not going to see you at the front of a parade or anything like that. We probably won't see you on CNN. Unless you do something very crazy. However, you've heard it how many times? Fear is an illusion. Time is an illusion. It's all an illusion. You know, coming to Earth, you knew, all right, that you were going to forget. Now, many of you thought, well, not me. You know, I'll remember. I'm different. You were hoping you were right. And some of you did come in with a certain modicum of remembrance. Others, not so much. Had to find it along the way. And you were taught fear. Now, babies, the only time you really see a lot of fear around a baby is if you drop a baby or shock them. It's an automatic response. and they start to cry. But that's more of a startle reflex, you know, kind of a fight or flight. Now, parents, in their own loving good intentions, then proceed to teach all their children about everything they should be afraid of. And they do it either by modeling it or talking to them. You know, children generally aren't afraid to talk to a stranger, but they're taught early on, don't talk to strangers. They offer you candy, run. You know, don't go up to strange cars. The world's not a message always. The world's not a safe place. And unfortunately, it appears that it's not. However, the other piece that they don't get or at least very seldom is that they have guides, as Bonnie sent out today, a guardian angel. They have friends on the other side of the veil, sometimes departed relatives that are watching over them. Most of them are not taught to listen to their inner guidance, to look beyond the surface, to intuit. Those are all things you tend to develop over time. And then you reach a certain age. Now, for young people, many of them want freedom. I want to be free of mom and dad. I want to have my own place, and I'm going to be this and that. Freedom. And then they get bogged down in human experience, you know, and they lose the freedom again. They get caught up in what they have to do every day, and bills, and marriage, and babies, and a lot of them don't have a lot of freedom, especially in their current economic situation. However, for those who were taught, you know, you can create your own reality. Money is a tone. It's an illusion. Channel's daughter has a funny story, she still tells people about it. All my life, my mom said I could do anything I put my mind to, anything at all. I could become anything I wanted to be, but she never told me I had to work. And she was really quite undone about that. How she missed that, we haven't yet to figure out. And she's a hard worker. She's never been afraid of hard work, but that was... she believed she was just going to step right into it. But you see, because of that belief, she had tremendous opportunities in her life. And she made them. She created them. She had tremendous confidence in her own abilities. So families influence people, yes. Many of you chose difficult family lives because you knew that in healing that process of childhood, you would also impact the collective consciousness. Again, you filled up your plates pretty full. And now you're starting to really remember who you are. Sometimes just in little bits and pieces, sometimes in flashes, sometimes in waves. You have people bringing forward information, tools like Bonnie, that can help and assist you to change old beliefs, old thought patterns, etc. There are many tools available out there. There's lots of guidance. Even Bashar now won't talk to anybody about their stories. You know, no, let's not go into the story. We will not go into your story of limitation. We will go into your story of what you're wanting to create, what you're excited about, not victim, not poor me. Because the time where you are now, there's no time to bandy that about any longer, to handhold. You're all amazing beings. And we certainly hope that each and every one of you is in a place where you're really saying, look, I'm ready to do something. We talked to somebody this week, and she said, you know I'm here to do something big, and this is what I want to do, and this is one of the things that I'm getting on it. I can do it. And she'd just come back from TED and listened to all these people giving there, for those of you who don't know what TED is. But it's a venue for people to share very powerful information, whether they've written books, they're researchers, scientists, whoever. And she said, I belong up there. I can do this. And so she's creating a very interactive kind of program to assist people in shifting their lives. And next will be a book, and she's already got people ready to put the book into a movie. Now, every one of you have contributions, whether you do it just by talking with people, going to the grocery store, doesn't matter how you do it. You don't have to be on a stage. And this was the whole point of the channel's piece tonight about choosing freedom and the power of that choice. Stepping out of the fear matrix, big one. That's a big one. Because every time you choose to step out of the fear matrix, you become unbelievably empowered. Choices made without fear are amplified so much greater than you can imagine. And they are heard, people. The word goes out through the universe, in some cases through the multiverse. Now that's big. And we want you to understand that each and every one of you are capable of doing this. But due process. Can I believe that I can have that kind of impact? We hope so. We truly hope so. And we're here to tell you that you can. But you have to believe it with every fiber of your being. Practice. All right, I'm going to do it today. Oh, it didn't land. I could feel it. Got there for a moment and boom, it just didn't land. I choose freedom. Nah, that's not it. I choose freedom. There, I'm through it. I choose freedom. I choose freedom in my life. I choose. Name of Body's website, to live a life I love. I choose joy and humor and fun, to be surrounded by support and love, to be affirmed at every turn. Well, that sounds really selfish. No, it's not. You're map makers. How are you going to make a map that's worth following? Unless you do a good one. That's the key. That's the key. I choose love. to have a love in my life. I choose this for myself. And this is the way it's going to feel. Joy, fun, humor, sensuality, sexuality, whatever other things you want to have. You don't have to name the person. In fact, we recommend you don't. Make the choice first. Allow that to attract the appropriate vibration to make that match. All right, Squirrel, do you have questions tonight?
Yes, we do. Well, from our darling Christopher, and his question, dear team, my anxiety and stress was caused by living in the pain of the past or the fear of the future, and there are still times where I can get caught up in this illusion. However, today, my galactic family has helped me to find a quiet place, and this comes through meditation. This brings my attention inwards to where my fear resides inside my body. This practice has helped me calm and center myself. I guess he wants affirmation for what he's doing in meditation.
Oh, Christopher. What we see with you, dear one, is that you consistently move forward. You consistently reach out to others. And you know, truly, you must congratulate yourself for your practices, which have been lovely, for your intent and your commitment to clear, to clean, to lift, to love, Christopher. Your life has changed dramatically from the time when we first chatted. And whether you choose meditation or any other practice that helps bring you to center, that helps you to identify, and this is very good, Christopher, where you're holding unhealthy emotions, where you're holding fear, and why. Many of you have held it based on childhood experiences. Again, you know, we talk about power retrieval. Childhood experiences, lineage, etc. Many of you came to Earth and it felt pretty unsafe. A stranger in a strange land. And Christopher he came full circle. He's learning to truly love himself, which is a prerequisite for having positive impact. Whatever it takes for you to love, honor, respect you, because that is number one. If you're not loving and honoring and respecting yourself, all the affirmations in the world they're not going to land. They're not going to land if you don't love yourself. We're not talking ego love here. We're talking respecting yourself, honoring yourself, appreciating all that you've done. We're not talking about self-pity now. There's a big difference. But honoring your experiences, including your childhood and your adolescence and even the struggles of your young adult. Okay, I did the best I could with that. It wasn't always great. Maybe you did things you weren't very proud of. That's all right, too. Forgive yourself love yourself, and move on. Stay out of the past. All right. Yes, revisit it. Yes, heal it. But then let it go. Honor who you are, what you've walked through, the way you've done it. Fell down a couple of times, you know, screwed up, did this, did that. That's okay. You're on earth for crying out loud. You're on earth with a big case of amnesia. All right? And parents that don't necessarily have it together on any level, because no parents came in with an instruction book. And they all come out of families where there was damage. It's a minefield, people. And this is why it's so important to go back, forgive yourself, forgive your parents, forgive the lovers, the this, the that, the teachers, the kids in school, so you're free. You can't soar to new heights if you're still holding on to old hurts. It won't work. If you're still waiting for somebody to make it up to you for what they did, oh dear. Well, you can choose freedom all you want, but you're not free going in. You're tied. You're locked in to an experience, all right? And you're wanting justice of some kind. That's not freedom. That's not freedom. We'll say it this way. Christ made it through his 3 days and three nights, and he didn't come back and say, all right, let's go get those people that put me on the cross. While he was there, he said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. In other words, they're not conscious enough to understand that what they're doing was unnecessary, was hurtful, painful. Let go of your old hurts. You'll be able to choose freedom a lot easier. It'll be far more elegant. And you can blast right through fear. All right, Christopher, thank you for sharing with us. We love you as always. Another?
No, we just have a few more minutes. But my question would be is why do people choose to stay in fear, or if they just don't know that they're there?
Most people don't know any better, Squirrel.
Okay.
It becomes their go-to emotion. Many people have had a lot of difficulty. We were talking to somebody today who had a car accident. And that car accident, all right, never really recovered. Never really was the same after it. And is still in fear. Over a lot of different things. Why? All right. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. Lost their sense of safety. So why would you choose fear? Well, this person doesn't feel that he chose it. He felt that it chose him.
I see.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people who've had situations happen to them. They do not understand. You know, you either create a reality or you allow it. But you're always creating all the time with your beliefs and attitudes, choices, decisions, thoughts and feelings and expectations. How do you tell somebody who has an accident, becomes a paraplegic, you chose this? Well, that's pretty cruel, isn't it?
Seems that way, yes.
All right. How do you tell somebody that has cancer, you chose this? You created it. What?
It's hard to say that to somebody.
That's right. That's exactly right. So why do people choose fear? Mainly because they don't know how they create the reality. So who are they really afraid of?
Their own power.
Well, themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know why or how you created something catastrophic in your life, you're always going to be afraid, aren't you? Afraid to step out, afraid to change, afraid to do anything different. Only when you really understand can embrace and believe totally and completely that you create it all. Then you're empowered. Then you better do some really solid homework, right?
And we have to say a solid good night.
Oh, all right, Squirrel. Well, everyone, we would very much like to work with you tonight to help you make the choice to move beyond fear and to choose freedom for yourself and others. That app will connect you to everyone else that's making that choice. And we hope, we really hope, that many of you will make that choice and that you'll share this with your friends and family. And encourage them to do the same thing. And talk with them, chat with them about what would keep them from making that choice. What they're afraid of. Call us in tonight. We will not come unless you do. Squirrel, we love you. We thank you all for tuning in. Whether it's tonight or in the archives, know that we love you more than you can possibly understand, but you will soon.
We love you too.
Everyone.
Namaste.
Okay, good night, everybody. I think I don't know if we're on or not, but if not, good night, everybody. If we are, good night, everybody. I love you.
Good night, Jackie. I love you, too. Good night, everyone.
Night.